Hello, good night. This is your girl Sada for Dear Future Husband Radio. And tonight I wanted to do a late night topic, adult topic, on intimacy and the importance of making sure that your spouse is satisfied sexually. A lot of people don't understand the importance of making sure that your spouse, mate, or whatever you're dating or married is satisfied, because satisfaction keeps that person from wandering off, dealing with other people. And it also is a closer connection between the two of you. I do believe in satisfying my mate. I'm very, very submissive. And I do believe in a woman submitting to her man, especially in bed. That's a must. I feel like when you're in a relationship with someone, there should be very few limitations in bed. You all are grown adults, and you all have the right to pretty much do whatever y'all want to sexually.
If you're dealing with somebody and they're more sexually experienced than you, they have more experiences than you, I feel like, you know, it should be your responsibility to make sure that you're keeping up with that person, as far as fantasies, as far as role play, as far as whatever kink that they're into, keep up with that person. Because it's an old saying, and I do agree with it, if a person is not happy at home, they will get it elsewhere. And that's true. So you have to make sure that you're satisfying your partner. No one wants to sleep with somebody and every time it's like you're getting the better half and they're getting the shitty half. Excuse my language, but we're adults, so. But yeah, you don't want to always, okay, well, I got mine, so bump him or bump her. No, you want to make sure your partner is satisfied sexually and that they've, you know, climaxed. You know, that should really be your goal in every session that you all have, especially men with women, because for some reason, women are harder to climax than men are. Someone is calling my phone. But, basically just make sure that everyone is satisfied. And if you're not, I know some people are really aren't into oral, but so if you have to open that door to just try something new, try it. You know, you can't hurt anything. Trying something new could be a good thing, you know? So, it's best to just try new things and love your partner. Introduce them. If you have things that you want to introduce to your partner, introduce it to them. Don't be afraid. Don't be shy.
Don't feel as if you can't tell them because you're embarrassed. If your partner loves you and accepts you, they're going to accept you. They're going to accept you and all your kinks as well. And that's what I call them, kinks. Because I have quite a few that I enjoy.
Only my intimate partners know what they are.
But, you know, some people classify it
as weird. I classify it as me. You know, we put too many labels on what people like. And we try to make them feel as though, oh, that if it's different, it's not normal. If it's different, it's not, no. I like weird stuff. And I have orgasms off of weird stuff. And that's how I am. So, but anyway, I just want to do a late night session. I was thinking about that because it's a lot of couples that are together and they're not happy. and the other person is not trying to satisfy them. So if that person goes out and cheat, not saying that I condone cheating, or, you know, I'm thinking that that should be the first option or an option, but the same token, if I'm trying to get attention from my mate and I'm letting him or her know that, you know, I'm not satisfied, and they continuously ignore it and ignore me and my needs, that's probably going to happen, you know, infidelity. So that's just the reality of it. So keep your partner's needs in mind when you're in the, you know, act of making love, and also just throughout the day, you know, what can I do to make her or him happy? What small thing can I do just to put a smile on their face? You know, you have to be willing to put forth effort, because it's not just about you, it's about them as well. So, but this, I'm going to cut it short. But I'll talk to you guys soon.